I've commissioned a national survey which shows that 5% of the national population are now experiencing the symptoms of long COVID on an ongoing basis, which is equivalent to 192,000 people right across this country. Now, the spectrum of illness ranges from people that, you know, maybe have an ongoing cough or forgetfulness to people who are extremely ill in that they're unable to get out of bed in the morning, unable to function on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, some of these people were extremely fit. Some of them ran marathons before they contracted COVID in the first place. So we're talking about a very potentially debilitating condition impacting on the lives of approximately 190,000 people across the country, and this really needs to be recognised and needs to be properly addressed.
One of the things you want to happen is for the government, the HSC and clinicians to sit down and figure out how they're going to deal with long COVID. And one of the things you believe needs to be done is that this is actually classified as an occupational illness, particularly for frontline workers.
Yes, look, the reality is that during the pandemic, we had frontline workers who, you know, put their own lives at risk, put their families' lives at risk to go in and run our hospitals, our nursing homes, our supermarkets, and many other services across this country. Some of them, a lot of them contracted COVID. Some of them ended up with long COVID. And where their career and job brought them in contact with this virus, where in all probability they picked it up from work, and where they're still out of work today, the state should step in and the state should support those people so that eventually, hopefully, they can return to full-time employment. The other critical thing is for those people and the wider population of people that are suffering from this condition. It is a new condition. It's a whole range of symptoms. You know, over 100 symptoms have been listed to date. But the most common of those is brain fog, is sleeping problems, is very severe fatigue and shortness of breath. And we require multidisciplinary teams in specialist units in our hospitals to manage these particular conditions, one of which has been planned and promised for the last 2 years for Letterkenny Hospital. That still is not up and running, and it means that people in the northwest of this country are being denied access to what is a vital service.
It's your belief that there are people in Donegal, in Sligo, in Leitrim, in your own county further down in the west and elsewhere in the country, there are people in every county in this country who are suffering from long COVID and perhaps need that local, that regional access to a clinic or to a service that recognises it and treats it for what it is.
Yes, and look, we are talking about thousands of people across our region that are impacted by this. And because it's such a new condition, it does require these patients to be monitored on an ongoing basis, to have their treatment plans altered and adapted depending on the impact it has on the progression of this particular condition. And because of that, we need to have local access to these clinics. Now, the HSE back in 2021 gave a commitment to establish 8 regional centres with multidisciplinary teams made up of cardiologists, respiratory consultants, occupational therapists, physiotherapists and so forth, including establishing one in Letterkenny. And that is not functional today, 2 years down the road, and that leaves people in our region and in the northwest of the country at an extreme disadvantage in terms of getting access to the proper care and treatment that they need.